ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Dav Chofov is the Mishnah of Mialedes and Amenekes by Goyim and Yidden. As this Mishnah is a Hemshech to the Mishnah that we learned on Dav Chof Beis, we learned that there's certain things that Yisrael was not allowed to do with a Goy because of Echshash Shvichas Damim. The Mishnah over there says that it's Aser for a Yid to be Misyachid with a Goy, I know a man and a man, because there's a Shash that the Goy will kill him. As the Mishnah over here is Mamshech and handles in Echshash Shvichas Damim by a Goy that he's going to kill a Yid by two Tziurim, by a Mialedes. When you want to use a goy to help the wife give birth to a yid, and by a menekes, you want to use a goy that she should be menek, a yiddish child. As by menekes, the Mishnah says that b'shus Yisrael, it's mutter, aber b'shus ha-goy, it's aser, because if the goy will be menek b'shus ha-goy, there's a chshash shvichas damim, but b'shus Yisrael, because they're scared of the Yidden, as there's no chshash of shvichas damim. The Tosis Yontif and the Taz Amadayik, the Mishnah only says this tnai of b'shus in the second seer of Meinekes. It doesn't say it by Yeledes. Abazok, the Tosis Yontif and the Taz, that it's true by Yeledes also, that the only heter is b'shus Yisrael. Aye, why doesn't the Mishnah say it? As they bring down Tosis says that in those days, Stam Yeledes was in her own house. She wouldn't go to a Goyish house to have a child. As a Mela, Mistam it was Birshusa, as the Mishnah doesn't have to say it. Abazok, the Taz, Laloch, and Kufnun Dalit, and the Tosis Yantif, that Bain by Yeledes, Bain by Menekes, the heter is Birshus Yisrael. Abba, Birshus Goy, there is no heter. But the Gemara is maybe a brisa that Remeir is choylik on these two dinim of the Mishnah, and Remeir holds even b'shus Yisrael. There's a iser pashtus is even b'shus Yisrael. He's oiser b'chol gavni, as he asers because you choishesh that the goy will kill the tinak. There's yidden around. As Remeir says, there's ways he can do it that a yid won't feel. He could press the head when it's delivering. He could say an accident happened. By Menekes, they could put poison on the Dodim and they could kill the child and no one will realize. So Meila, you're never allowed to use, according to Remeir, a Goy to be a Mialedes or a Menekes, even B'shus Yisrael, even when Yisrael is watching. As Remeir holds, there's a Chash Riches Dam, you could never use them. And the Tana, the Mishnah, is Choylik. As the Gemara brings in that brisa that it brings the Meir that he asks, it brings the Chachamim, that the Chachamim are Cholkim and Remeir, and the Matirim, im acheres imedes al gaba. If somebody stands there and watches the Goy, as then the Goy is scared to do anything, so then it's Mutter. As Behegdim, this Machloikis or Meir and the Chachamim, whether when a Yid washes, it takes off the Chshas Sakana, we have in three places. We have over here by Menekes, by Mialedes, and in the Gemara on Chavava Midbeis, we have it one more time by Emila, that Remeir asks to get a moil that's a goy, because you're afraid the moil, when he cuts, is going to do something which is dangerous to the child. And the Chachamim Macholik over there, they say, if a yid is watching the goy do the mila, as then the goy is scared of them. As you have mamish three places, the same machlokes, the Chachamim and Remeir, when a yid watches a goy, it takes off the chshash of shvichas damim. As the Gemara makes a srichusa, kilo, it's not muchach all the machlokesim. L'chayif, from the fact that they have the machlokes in three different places, it's mashmad is a tzara shava to the machlokes, meaning the Chachamim machoishish shvichas damim when there's a chshash gadol, when there's no one watching the goy. But when there's a chshash cotton where he has to do something which is hard for him to do and he's scared to do, then the chachamim are not choishish. As a male, they're makel in all three places when there's a yid watching, even though it's possible for him to kill, but it's much harder. It's a much less chshash. As a male, it's not aser. And Remeir is choishish even for a chshash koldu, that even though a yid's watching, still maybe he'll do it. But that chash koldu remei is chayshis. So in all three places, remei holds that it's usher to use a guy to do something which has even a tzad sakona to a yid. Okay. So that's the machleksim remeir and chachomim. Now let's come to put it together. L'chayra, we have in the Mishnah, says that when it's Birshus Yisrael, it's mutter. And in the Braisa says when it's Omedes Al-Gaba, it's mutter. As Taisviz Dan's, how do you put the Tan of the Mishnah together with the Chachamim in the Braisa? What do they hold? As Taisviz has it said, maybe you'll say that each one is a heter. Number one, there's a heter Birshus Yisrael. And even when it's not Birshus Yisrael, there's another heter, if Yisrael is Aymir al-Gabov. L'chor the mocker is, because the Tan of the Mishnah says, Stam, there's a heter Birshus Yisrael. He doesn't say you need Aymir al-Gabov. Because that would be a diak, that each one is enough to be mater. But Tosfos and the Rosh, the Doicha the Sad, and they learn L'maskana, that Pshat is, you need two things to be mater. You need Birshus Yisrael, and you need also Omedes al-Gabov. And Lefizeh, you have to say the Tana, the Mishnah, only spoke out one Tanai you need Leheter. And in Chinami, you need the other Tanai in the Braisa, a little bit of a Dochuk. But Tosis brings a Raya, because the Yoledes was Mistomer Bishus Yisrael, and Afilu Hachir Meir says you need Omedes al-Gabov. As you see, you need both. As Lefitaisis, it comes out of Chiddush, that Pashis, you learn, according to Lachamim, once it's Oymir al-Gabov, there's no Chash Ritzicha. According to Tais, it's not true. You need two things. You need Oymedes al-Gabov, and you need also Bershus Yisrael. Why does Bershus Yisrael help to be Misalik the Chash Ritzichastamim? As you have to say that a guy is more mudig when he's in a Rishus Yisrael, automatically he gets more nervous, as he's less prone to do it. As number one, you need a shomer. Number two, you need it to be Rishus Yisrael. As then there's less shash of Shvichas Tamim, then they're Mekel. That sheet is Tosis and the Rosh. The Rambam in Perik Tes, Halacha Tes Zayin, is Meduyik, not that way. The Rambam brings the heter of the Mishnah, it's Rishus Yisrael, and he's not Matzuch Oymedes al-Gabov. And the Pash, the Mokker of the Rambam is the Pashas of the Mishnah. Mishnah says that once it's Bishus Yisrael, it's Mutter. As you see, the Rambam is Cholek on Taisis in the Rosh and holds you don't need two things to be Mater. The Taisis Yontif tells on the Rambam, he's Medayik the Rambam. He says, aye, what does the Rambam do with the Braisa? The Braisa says, Bimedes al-Gabov is Mutter. As the Taisis Yontif says in Mahalach, Betzim, he's Mechavim Bruach Kotshei to the Ravya. The Ravya and the Shilta Gibayim in back of the Gemara brings it b'shem the Rashba, that they say that Pshat in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says one thing, Bershusa, the Braisa says Omedes al-Gaba, Zok the Ravya, Zok the Rashba, because once it's Bershus Yisrael, it's Kemoish Omedes al-Gaba Dami, it's like the Yid is Omedes al-Gaba and it's Mutter. What do they mean? As in Taisus over here, Taisus says, even in the Chacham and the Braisa that hold you need Omedes al-Gabov, it doesn't mean that he has to stand there 24-7 watching. What it means is he could be a Yaitzi v'nichnas. He could come in and check once in a while. That's enough to scare the guy. And Taisus brings a raya from Gemara's later on that there's a heter of Yaitzi v'nichnas. As in Kinam Advarim, once we have the Taisus, you could be Mazbe Zei Geshmak the Ravya. And the Rashba, they say once it's Bershus Yisrael in the house of Yisrael, as the Yisrael is constantly walking in and out, as there's a heter of Nichnas V'yaytze. As a mele, when the Mishnah says the heter of Bershus Yisrael, it's because Bershus Yisrael is Kaimedes al-Gabav Tami. As Lefize Aleph, it's a Gishmaka way of being Miyashiv. The Mishnah says one thing, Bershus, and the Braise says Kaimedes al-Gabav, Lefize Hainuhach. Because every time you're in the Rishus Yisrael, it's Kaimedes al-Gabov. Ba'oid, why doesn't the Rambam bring Oymir al-Gabov? He just brings Rishus. Why doesn't he bring the Braisa? Because he doesn't have to. By bringing Rishus Yisrael, he's saying, anytime there's Yisrael watching, that's a heter. Very gishmak. And the fee zeh, if you learn the Rambam this way, it'll come out a nafka mina ladina. Taisis by us says that even if it's Birshus Yisrael, but let's say the Yisrael goes away for business or for other reasons, and he wants to leave the child alone with a meinekes, as even though the Mishnah says it's mutter Birshus Yisrael, a bezak taisis, because I learn you need two things to be matter, Birshus Yisrael and medes al gabov, as in this seer, it won't be mutter. As what do you have to do if you have to leave the house? As he said, you should get another Yisrael to constantly come in and check. As you could have learned, the Rambam is choylik. The Rambam just says you need Birshus Yisrael. But the feel the way we're learning the Rambam with the Ravya and the Rajba, as the Rambam will be Moedel Adina. It's not Stam Heter in Birshus Yisrael. It's Mut Mechetesa. What's the Heter of Birshus Yisrael when Yisrael is not there? Now, the Heter of Birshus Yisrael is because the Yisrael is constantly walking in as the guy is scared. But that's only when the guy knows he's going to be walking in. When the guy doesn't know, as even the Rambam will be made to Taisis, that in this seer, it will be Aser. Lemaisa, the Ritva brings this seer of Taisis, and he says the Oilam is Noyig to be Mata this. The Hainu, the Oilam is Noyig to leave a guy to watch a Yid, Bisman Hazeh. As the Ritva dance, why Taku do they have a Heter? Azok the Ritva, because in his times, the Goyim are Manish, on Goyim that kill people. Meaning that it used to be that the Goyim didn't care if they would kill a Yid. Bisman Hazeh, Bisman HaRitva, the Goyim Amanish, if Goyim kill Yidin too. As a Mele, it's Mutter. As this is the Ritva L'shitasai that we had before on Daf Chof Gimel, that over there we saw in the Sugya that if a Yiddish Isha is Misyachid with a Goy, she's in Gevisra Ifanim, she's Aser to her husband. As Taisus says, that why Bizman Hazeh, isn't she Aser? And the Ritva says, because Bizman Hazeh, the Goyim have a Knas, that whoever is Ma'anis or Isha, they're Ma'anish. As a Mela, there's no longer a Chshash. As the Ritva over here, the Shitasai, that learns when the Goyim are Ma'anish, there is no Chshash, it's a Heter. And Taisus over there, that Taisus didn't use this Heter, Zuadin over here, he doesn't use this heter either. Just grad, it's the third place we had the machlekes, if the Elim remembers, on Daf Chav Beis Amid Aleph also. We had the same machlekes. Taisis learns that, Dan's, why is there Isser to leave, why is there a heter Bizman Hazeh to leave your behemoth by Goyim? And the Ran answers, because Bizman Hazeh, the Goyim are ma'anish on behemoth, and Taisis doesn't hold the heter. L'chayu, we see in three places by three Xeris, by Revia, by Znus, and by Shvichas Damim, the Rishonim all rely on the Heter that the Goyim are Manish Bizman Hazeh, and Taisis in each one of the places doesn't. So that's the first need. And in when could you use a Goyish Meinekes and Mialedis al Sakana? There's another Indian, the Rishonim say that it's Mavur in the Mishnah that you could. A Yiddish child could nurse from a guy. As you see, the cholov of a guy is mutter. Frek, the Ritva and the Ran, they bring a shayla from the Gemara in Yevamis, Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. And the Gemara in Yevamis and Kuf Yud Dalet is mavur. The only time it's mutter for a child who's a yid to be yonik from a guy is bizman hasakana, when he can't find a yid to be menikim. Mashma, any other time, it's aser. As it's a stira, in the Gemara in Yevamis is mashma, only when there's no one else to be meinik, as then it's mutter. And the Mishnah over here is mater bistam. As if you look in Rashi in Yevamis, Kuf Yud Dalid, in Divya Masu Lo Yechileno, Rashi is meduyik, that over there, the only time you need a heter of sakana is when you want to be meinik from a behemoth to meya. Then you need a heter of sakana. But from a goy, then you don't need sakana. So the Firashi, it's not shver the stira. That's why the other Rishonim don't ask the question. Abba, the Rishonim bring down the Rach, that the Rach says the Pashas of the Gemara. The Gemara goes like this. It says that it's mutter to be menik from a behema and from a goy. And then it says b'shas sakana. Pashas, the Gemara's mashma, the shas sakana is going on both of them. That's how the Rach was medayik. So mele they bring the racham, and mele they yes, lefil the rachis, there's a stira. As the mahalach of the Rishon of the Ritva and the Ran is the Mishnah over here is also talking about b'shas ha-sakana. L'choira, the Mishnah doesn't say it. Yeah, as you could say, balabatish, b'derech klal, what yid is going to give, go be manik from a guy? This must be if he's being manik from a guy. Obviously, he couldn't find the yid to do it. Like the Ritva says, the minig was not, is not to give them to be manik from a guy. As obviously, the Mishnah is talking about a shas ha-sakana. Just in the Ritva, there's a klar, the Ritva is meduyik, that you could learn, those who want to learn, it's a iser daraisa, to be manik from a guy. The Ritva says, no, it's only an iser darabanan. The tzadet is no iser daraisa, the Rashba says, because the Gemara in Ksubis darshins that chol of a person is mutter. We don't find the pasik is mechalik between Yiddish people and Goyish people. Mashma, all of them are mutter. As therefore, the Ritva says that it's only an Issa Drabbanon. As that's one day, there's an Issa for a yid to be manik from a goy me'ika de dina. One day holds the rice, and the Ritva says, according to the Shita, it's Asar Midrabbanon. Abla Maisa in the Ritva brings a Rajba, and I'm sorry, the Ran brings the Rajba that he's choylik on this Shita. He holds that me'ika de dina, there's no iser for a child to be manik from a goy. Aye, what do you do with the Gemara and Yevamis? Zog de Rashba, it's mishum midas chasidus. Meaning the Gemara just means it's a midas chasidus not to be manik from a goy. Aba me'ika de dina, avada it's mutter. And b'chein is mevur, in the Or Zeruah, na goy is ashri is mevi, that he says that it's roi to be moinea from the goy that she shouldn't eat macholos esuris, because from his lashon roi limnoya is mashmit, it's a midas chasidus, it's not an iser, but you should tell her when she's being manik a yid she shouldn't eat macholos esuris. As kum to chayis, we have a machlekes rishonim. We have a chilek of the rishonim that hold it's asam meika the dina, and the Rashba and the Or Zeruah hold that there's a midas chasidus not to be manik from a goy. In the Ramah, and he brings it down in Shulchan Aruch, he paskins me'ika de dina, it's mutter, but mishum midas chasidus, it's eina min aroi, to be menik, a child should be menik from a goy. Oh. He brings down the Rashba and the Or Zeruah, that's the Ran brings down in the Or Zeruah. If you look at the Rashba and the Or Zeruah, there's a very interesting nafkamina b'neihem, what is the midas chasidus? The Or Zeruah says, the midas chasidus is because when you eat dvarim asurim nevelis, as it has a hashpah on the person that eats it, it's metamtem lev, it's goyim to have midas rois, to be an achzari. As mavur in the Or Zeruah, that the reason why you shouldn't be manik from them is because the goyim eat it. As a bezei zok the Or Zeruah, even if you have a Yiddish person who's not makbid on macholos isuris, you also should be makbid not to be menik. Because the problem is, you're nursing macholos isuris from food of macholos isuris. And he brings a raya from the Yushalmi in Chagiga, in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, that says the reason why the Tana Acha went from the Derech is because his mother ate macholos isuris when she was muberes from him. As you see that the food that the mother eat affects the child. That's the Mahalach of the Or Zeruah. The Ritva also goes along these lines. When he says it's Asa Darabanan, he says because it's Mashpia Tevera on the child. The Rashba, on the other hand, when he says the Midas Chasidis, he doesn't say because she's a Cheles. He says because Goyim have Be'etzem Midas Rois. The Lashon of the Rashba is Goyim are Azeponim Vachzorim. As the Kavana of the Rashba Nira, is there's a very famous Gemara in Yevamis Ayin Tes. The David HaMelech said the Simen of Klal Yisrael is there by Shonim, which is the opposite of Azus, and Rachmonim, which is the Hepech of Achzorius. As David HaMelech said, if you want to know who's a Yid and who's a Goy, a Simen, if he's a Baishon, it's a Simen, he's a Yid. And if he's a Rachmon, it's a Simen, he's a Yid. If he's a Azponim and an Achzor, it's a Simen that he's a Goy. That was the Mokka of the Rashba. As the Rashba says, that being that the goyim have midas rois. When you're manic from a goy, she's mashbia in her cholav, her whole mahus, all her midas rois. As the child that's manic from her is going to have midas rois. Now, even if she is a vegetarian and she doesn't eat any macholos esuris, but she's a chefs of midas rois. So whoever's manic from her will be manic her midas rois. And there's a raya to this yesoid from Tosis on Yud Amid Beis. That Tosis brings down the Medrash, that what's the reason why Antoninus, who was the Kesar, the Goyim, why was he good to the Yidden? Because one time, Rebbe's mother, they heard that Rebbe's father and mother did a bris to Rebbe as they brought the child to the to the Kesar to show him, to kill them. As the Kesar's mother had Rachmanis, so she switched her child with them. Dainu, she took Rebbe, and she gave them her child, who would be the next Roman Kesar, Antoninus. As they Rebbe's parents brought the child, and they checked, and they saw he wasn't male. So they said, okay, we're not going to kill the child. However, when they checked the child, as the child started to cry, as the mother had to nurse him, as the mother of Rebbe was manic Antoninus, as bring Tosis in the Medrash, because one time Antoninus was manic from a Yiddish mama, as a mela, that's why he was had a teva that he liked the Yidden, and that Lebesoif he was miskayer. As over there, the pshat is not that because she eats macholos ksheris, as it's mashpi on the goyim to be good. The goyim eat plenty of things that are kosher, and they don't become tzaddikim. Now the pshat is because he was manic from a tzaddikis, as he became a tzaddik. That's his pshat. As you see, mamish like the Rashba for the letzara toiv, that when you're manic from a tzaddikis, you become a tzaddik. As the nafkemina between the two esberim would be, what would be by a Yisraelis that eats dvarim hasurim? The Ramah brings from the Arza Yur should be makbid. According to the Rashba, it's not muchach that you should be makbid. And who had in the other side, by a goy that doesn't eat nevela, should you still be makbid that the child shouldn't be manic? Now, Yesh Lodin, why didn't the Rashba and the Ran say the time of the Ritva and the Azaruah? That you'll be manic from Macholos Esuris. As you could say, because they wanted to ask her, even if she doesn't eat Macholos Esuris. Void, you could say another svara. Maybe they hold that the macholos esuris ba'ifin zeh doesn't be poigim the vlad. You could be masbe b'tu oifanim. The famous chakira, what's the reason why macholos esura are poigim? Is it a dove be'etzem? Be'etzem it's poigim. The maral has it said not that way. He says only when you're over an avera, the chilos poigim. But when you're not over an avera, then it's not poigim. It's the avera shaboy, which is poigim, not the mitziah shaboy. And he brings a diuk, the Gemara in Yuma, daf lamed tes, that says, macholos esuris ametamtem libe shel adam. The nusach of the Gemara is, shavera metamtem es mashma, only if you eat it be'isr, it's metamtem. As over here, where the isha is mutter to eat these macholos esuris, as then, and the tinuk for sure, he's not being over any isr, as a male, it's not poigim. L'chayra nafkamina ledina lezeh would be, what would be if the mother is a yid, but she has a heteri machalos esuris, going by pikuach nefashis. As the Taz in Simon Pei Aleph and the Shach both say that then you shouldn't nurse, she shouldn't nurse a baby when she eats machalos esuris beheter. About lefi the maral, over here it wouldn't be poigim. B'daim elazeh, you could dan by bittel beroiv. If something bittel beroiv is a poigim, over there there's a heter. Yeah. That's one way you could be makel, because over here you're eating the macholos suris beheter, then it's not poigim. Another way you could say is that the maichel was already in the shtane. It's not macholos esuris. The goof broke it down and turned it into milk, as it's something totally different. As over here, it's not poigim. It's Efshe Mishum Zed is an interesting Rashi in Sota Daf Yud Beis that Moshe didn't want to be Manik. Rashi says because he would have been Tom the Yisura, because in the milk you have the Tom of the Isser. What does Rashi want? Maybe Rashi wanted to explain. He was bemerking this question. Aye, the body broke it down and changed it, as it's not Macholos Yisuris. Zok Rashi, over being that the Tom of the Isser is still there, it's not Panim Chadoshes. The Rashba is medayik that it's eno asa me'ika de dina. It's a midas chasidus from that which the Medrash in Shmois, the Gemara in Saita and Yud Beis says that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't menik from the goyim. The Medrash is it's mutter to be menik, and the Medrash says pesha asa ledaber mashchine should be menik from a goy. As Dr. Rashba, you see, it's not asa me'ika de dina. It's only a midas chasidus. There's a famous Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that asked that not everyone is zeichel adaber meshchina. As why does the Ramah bring down this anhaga by every child? You shouldn't let him be menik from a guy. It's only by someone who's medaber neshchina, who's a navi. Every child is going to be a navi. As he wanted to buy from me a big yisoy that in chinuch, you're not just mechanechim a child that he shouldn't be a rasha. You're mechanechim to be a navi, to be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, sheshchina yedaber imoy. It's a very nice yesod. But from over here, kimdumani, there's no raya. The Rashba is just bringing a raya that there is a pagam. As what is it saying? By Moshe's medaber b'shchina, as therefore there's much more inyan to be makbar on the pagam. But avada by everyone else, even if you're not medaber b'shchina, there's also an inyan. You see, it's a pagam be'etzem. Just one more hadgasha, we saw that the pgam is the ritva, the Rashba say that it's goyer midas rice. In Rashi and Sait and Yud Beis is meduyik differently. Rashi and Sait Yud Beis doesn't say because it's goyer midas rice, he says because he's nene mi isa. That's the pgam. Bekitzel la'loch the darkimoshin simin pei aleph brings the rand or zeruah and he says midas chasidus not to do it. Ablamaisa it's mutter. It's an interesting pichodesh that he says lamaisa the oilam is nagu lahakel and they're naik to use gaisha meinekes. And he says mi elu potsu aze ponim shebedar. Many people who've done it and that's why their children are aze ponim. Not kedai to use every heta that there is. Okay, so that's the first chelik of the Mishnah, the din of being menik from a goy. Then, the second din of the Mishnah is the other way around. That asul yisraelis lemiyalid ulahanik goy. What's the reason? The Mishnah says, and the Gemara brings a brisa, that the Mishnah, the Isser is because you magadal a ben, you magadal someone to be Oivir Avodah Zarah. As the Miri is Medayik, the Mishnah, that the Isser is only by someone who's Oivir Avodah Zarah. Abazak the Miri by a goy bezman hazeh who's not Oivir Avodah Zarah. It's mutter. Because the whole reason is you're being magadal an Oivir Avodah Zarah. If he's not Oivir Avodah Zarah, it's mutter. Aban the diyuk, im le diyuk yesh tshuva. The other din that we learned, which is a shashvichas damim, the other way around, when the goy is being medik miyalid, over there the shashvichas damim has nothing to do with an oivir avodah zarah. Goy bets him hates a yid, even if he's not an oivir avodah zarah, and if he's a koifer, he hates a yid. Yeah, we've seen over the history, nebuch loy aleinu. As you see, you can't be medayik the lashon that it says oivir avodah zarah. The Mishnah uses the lashon of oivir avodah zarah by both. We saw the Melech Shloim in the first Mishnah that says oivir avodah zarah over there is lav davka, and the Oiz Vahadu says many times it was put into the Mishnah mishum nesanza. But nira the diktuk of the Miri is not just from the lashon haMishnah, not for the whole teichin inyan. There's no Indian, there's no issa to make goyim in the world. There's nothing wrong with having goyim. Hashem made goyim. The Isser is when a goy is over avoid zara, he's not shomer nezayim mitzvahs bnei noach, when Hashem told him that he shouldn't. As l'choyer, the Isser to be megadol someone is only l'avoid zara. That's the kilo, the toichen inyan is mashma, this is only to an over avoid zara, like the miri. Okay, that's the first chilek of the Amid. On the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara's Mavur is a stira that you see. There's a brace that says Yehudis mi'aledes ivedes kochavim, as it's a stira to this din that we just saw that you're not allowed to be megadol a ben loivid kochavim. As the Gemara says, there's a chilek. The Mishnah is talking about bechinam. And the Braisa, that's why it's Asa. And the Braisa is talking about Bishar. And it's Asa Mishum Eva. And it's Mutter Mishum Eva. As this Gemara is Mavur, that even though there's an Iser, to be Megadol Ben Loivik Kachavim, but Mishum Eva, it's Mutter. V'neklachku, the Rishonim, when do you have a Heter Mishum Eva? The Ritva over here. It's more mavur in the Ritva on Davava Midbei says that Mishum Eva were only matel a lower level derabanan, that they didn't aser legamri, but on a issa derabanan, which was a issa gama, they won't even be makel Mishum Eva. However, in the Taisus Rabbeinu Elchanan over here is mafurish not that way. The Taisus Rabbeinu Elchanan says Eva is not matel issa deraisa, but a issa derabanan it's matel. Taisis is meduyik that way also. As Taisis, he asks by he asks that the Gemara wants to be matter to be mailed on Shabbos. Mishum Eva frek Taisis ayitze issa daraisa. Pashis mashman Taisis that if it's a issa darabanan, it wouldn't bother Taisis like the Taisis of Bein Elchanan. That even a issa darabanan a shvus would makel mishum Eva. The Slad Gosha, the Pisre Tshuva in Zimin Kuf Nun Beis, Sivkan Beis brings down from a Tshuva's Sam Sefer in Kuf Lamed Aleph that there's two levels of Eva. There's one level of Eva, Stam Sinner from the Goyim. As then the Rishainim, there's a Shain the Rishainim, which there are born in its matter, not by Isidar Raisa. Abhi says when the Eva is to the point of Sakonis Nefashis, meaning it's a higher level of Eva, as over there, you could even be makel by an issa daraisa, because pekuach nefashis is doicha kol ha-tayra kula. Yeah, that's not every eva you put in the same category. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara then says the dinim of there are certain people that if they fall in the bar, you don't take them out, but you're not allowed to throw them in the bar. There's certain people are even allowed to throw in the bar. So who are these people? As the Gemara says, Oivid kechavim, a goy, and a roya behem adaka, loy mailin. They fall into a bar, you don't take them out. But loy maridim, you're not allowed to throw them into the bar. What's the din of a roya behema, and what kind, and a goy? As let's start off with Raya Behema. Taisis is a kasha. What's the problem of a Raya Behema? Because he's a gazlan. He steals all the time. Frek Taisis, we don't find by a gazlan himself that such a halacha, that a gazlan you don't take out of a bar if he falls in. Void a mumer, the teyavan, the halacha is, there's a mitzvah to stave him. As Frek Taisis, why is a Raya Behema worse than a mumer, than a gazlan? As Taisis says, because a Raya Behema is a din derabanan, that derabanan wanted to say that he's posel, kedei to be marchikim from gzela. As a male over here, you needed to have an extra chizik, because it's only a din derabanan. As therefore, the rabanan said that loy malin. As the fee Taisis, the din of Raya Behema daka, that you don't save him, is a din derabanan, that the chacham have a kayach to be makin for einshin. Of the Chsam Sefer over here, in his Chedushim, the Makar is from the Shailas Hetshuva Sam Sefer Choshem Mishpat Chilik Vov Simin Samach Zayin. He makes a diak from the Rambam that the Rambam is Chilik on Taisis. The Rambam is in Hilchus Veitzeach Perik Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says the reason why it's also to be matzel, the reason why you're not matzel him, is like the Rambam, because what's the reason why you're mechuyev to be matzel people? Mishum lo samer al dam reyecha. You're not allowed to leave a person get killed. But he says, ein ze reyecha, being that he's a person that is choyte tamid, he's not called reyecha. So before in the Rambam, it's a din d'oraisa, not like Tosfos. I Tosfos says, why is it different than a mumer lutei avan? As he brings, the Rambam himself asks the question. The next halacha, in halacha yud beis, the Rambam says that somebody who is a mumer lutei avan, as he does it once a while, lutei avan, of a roye behema lashon Rambam, he shoyne bavirasoi tamid uparkoi the olav gzeila me'elav. Was gradalafi the Rambam by a gazlan who's always a gazlan, like you have the professional gazlanim that they're always stealing all the time. Enochinami, he's nechlal in a raya behema. It's saying at the rebus, afilu a raya behema. And who adin gazlanim that are mamish gazlanim kolazman. The halacha is loy mailan min abar. You're not mechuyev to be matzal him, because it says you're mechuyev to save your friend. But people who are always stealing from Yidden, they're not your friend. It's not Reyecha. That's stated in the Rambam. In Rashi, on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, L'chayr is meduyik like the Rambam. Because over there, it brings down this Memra. And Rashi says that they gazlonim uka'akum dami. As Rashi's mashma, that it's a din d'oraisa, not a din d'rabbanan, and it's true by gazlonim too, like the Rambam. At Lamaisa comes out an interesting machlokes, meaning what happens if a gazlan is stuck? Do you save him or do you not save him? Yeah. As a mamish comes out, an afkamina machlokes. As thus is the din of raya behema. A goy, the Gemara says, has the same din. It has a din of loy malin v'loy moiridin. As from this brace of loy may read him, you see that you're not allowed to be married a guy into a bar. As in the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara is handling when you buy things from a guy who's a Oivir Avodah Zarah, you have to destroy it. As the Gemara handles over there, what happens if you buy a goyish servant, not an Eved Knani, a goyish servant, that you have to be Oikar? As the Gemara brings a raya from our brisa, you don't. And Rashi is mazbe the raya because it says ein moiridim. You see, it's usher to kill a guy. As Rashi kilu saw in this brisa loy moiridim that it's usher to kill a guy. Al derech zeh Tosfos and daf yud amid beis. It says that Antoninus used to send avadim to Rebbe and that he used to kill them. Frek Tosfos. You're not allowed to kill a guy. Even a yid is not allowed to kill a guy. Koshkin, a guy is not allowed to kill a guy. Stam. And Tosfos brings a raya from this brisa of ein moiridim. As you see, it's also to kill a guy. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perik Yud, Halacha Aleph, says that it's also lahar goy ula'avdoi biyadayim ayladoch voy bebar okiyotze boy is also. As you see, the Rishonim boy that there's an Isser to kill a guy. The Shaila is, what's the reason why there's an Isser to kill a guy? As if she'll say, else Loy Tzirtzach. But Pashtis, the Loy Tzirtzach is like all mitzvahs in the Torah, something which is not the Zayim mitzvahs Be'nayach, something which is only said to a Yid, it's not said to a guy. And Be'emes, in the Rambam, in Hilchus Reitzeach, in the New Frankel Rambams, the Gers is, Kol ha-hoirig nefesh Adam Yisrael is Oivran Loit Tzirtzach, and he's Nerak. In the old Rambams, they took out Kol ha-hoirig nefesh Adam Yisrael. As the Frankel Rambams tain is, it was a Misunzar by the Goyim. But the Rambam paskins that only in the Hayrig Nefesh Adam Yisrael is Eifran Loit Tzirtzach and his Chayiv Misa, meaning even though it's Aser to kill a guy, there's no Chayiv Misa, there's no Loit Tzirtzach Mamish. As the Shaila is, so why is it Aser to kill a guy? As the Taz in Simin Kuf Nun Ches, Itaka learns the Isser is only Midrabbanan. But the Beis Meir in Evan Ezer, Simin Yud Zayin, Sifkot and Gimel, he's Choylik, and he learns there's an Isser Daraisa, but he doesn't say where the Isser Daraisa is. What's the Isser of a Yid? To kill a Goy. Ulai, you could say, you have sometimes where even though the Isser of Loisir Tzachavad is only by a Yid, the Isser Mamish and the Chiv Misa, but Kilo a sniff of Loisir Tzach, like the Magin Mishnah says, that there's an Isser of Chatzi Shir, Lamashal stealing Pachas Mishava Pruta, Amol there's an Isser of Chatzi Shir Be'echus too. Certainly Surim, they have Kilo a lower dark of the Isser. As Ulai, you would say over here also, that a guy is also a person, as the Isser to kill him, just the Chi of Malay of Leit Zirzach, that you don't have. It's a sniff of Leit Zirzach. It's a little bit awesome. Taisus over here, Taisus says that L'choira stam goyim o'ivdei avoyde zoreheim o'ivra mal sheva mitzis b'nei noyach. As why is that locha lo'y maridim? He's o'ivra on zayim mitzis b'nei noyach. So what's the kasha of Taisa? Taisa is asking, you should be married him. As the Taz in Simen Kuf Nun Ches says, it's meduyik in Taisa, that Taisa holds that a goy that's over on zayim mitzis b'nei noyach, you mechuyif to kill him. Like Shitas HaRambam in Hilchas Malachim. There's a famous Ramban al Torah by the Parsha of Shechem that the Rambam boys him there, that the reason why the Shvatim killed Shechem was because they were over on Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Noach and you're mechuyev to kill them. The Ramban is choylik, that it's, you're not mechuyev to kill just every guy that's over on a Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Noach. But choyre Taisis is mashma, that Taisis understood like the Rambam. That you have a chiv, a sfrek taisis, you should be married him, you're mechuyev to kill him. As taisis meyashiv, the Rabbinu Kra le'teira. Taisis says that Rabbinu Kra le'teira, and brings a posik that you're allowed to leave them lamas. As you see, you're not mechuyev to kill a guy who's oivir avayda zara. As the Taz explains, that what does taisis mean, Rabbinu Kra le'teira? That you're not mechuyev to kill him. But Taisis doesn't mean leteira that it's asu lahar goy, and he's mitzayim betuv tam bedasari. Taisis on Yoram et Beis says it's asu lahar goy, and he's going on this braisa, which Taisis says stam oivde kechom is oivde avoyde zara. As you see, even in oivde avoyde zara, it's asu lahar goy. So what does it mean, Rabbinu Kra leteira? Zok de Taz, it means that Leteira, that you're not mechuyev to kill him, but still it's also to kill him. Rather, the Beis Yosef he brings is learned, wanted to be medayik taisis, that from this taisis is mashma, that you're allowed to kill him. Meaning, even lefi the Beis Yosef, a guy that shayma mitzvah, zayim mitzvah, pnei noyach, avad, it's also lahar goy. But a guy she'ena shayma zayim mitzvah, pnei noyach, it's muta lahar goy. That's what the Beis Yosef holds. Abi yes, from Taisus on Yoram et Beis, Lachayrin Taisus on Yoram et Beis is going on the same rice over here, which is Pasha's talking even by Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and he says it's Asa Lahar Goy. Okay, as that's the first part of the brisa, by a Goy and a Roya Behema, the din is Loi Malin Veloi Mayridin. The brisa then continues, and the Braisa says that there are other people that Yataka Moirid, Minim, Moisrim, and Mumrim, Nalocha is Yomai Ridon. Oh, that you're allowed to kill them. Oh. As in the din of a Moisir, as there's an interesting diak. In the tour in Simin Shin Peches in Choshen Mishpat is the Hilchus of a Maser, somebody who's Meiser. And this is Saifi's Meiser, the Gufim of Yidden, Saifi's Meiser, the Mammon of Yidden. The Loch is that you're allowed to kill him. The tour over there brings a story in Gemara and Baba Kama that someone wanted to be Masa on Mammon and then Amoyra killed him. But he brings the Rach that makes a diuk in the Gemara. The Rach is medayik. The Lashon is moiridin to bar. L'chor, it should have said much, much more. It should have said, Yehorgin oisai biyadayim, to protect Yidden, Yehorg biyadayim. As he brings a Rach that wants to be medayik from here, you're not allowed to kill them biyadayim. You're only allowed to be to be moirid him to a bar where he'll die eventually because he's stuck in the bar and he can't eat and drink. He'll die eventually, but you're not allowed to kill him be a daim. I freg the tour. In the Gemara and Baba Kama, it says someone killed a moiser a moira. He says over there is when he's walking to do a masteris, meaning he's on the way to be moiser to the gayim, as then you're allowed to kill a mamish. Mashenkin over here is talking about a person who's a known maser, moiser, as then you're only allowed to kill him shaloi v'yadayim. It's a chiddush because the Torah learns what's the reason why you're allowed to kill a moiser, because he has a din of a roidif, because once you start and you give him to the gayim, as once they, even if it's al-smamin, but sometimes they'll even go down to the nefashis, as he's called a roidif. Sintine Raidif, yet we don't find levels in Chalukim. I mean, if he's a Raidif, even when he's not running now to be a Maser, then he should be able to kill him be a daim. The Mishnah Melech is the Shaila. I'm sorry, this is a Mokum to Dan on the tour. Oh, it's not the Mishnah Melech Shaila, it's just a Mokum to Dan on the tour. Oh. But Kach Nifsak in the tour. In the Rambam is Meduyik not that way. It's Mefurish not that way. The Rambam brings down this halacha in Ritzeach, Perik Dalet, Hayochel Yud. And the Rambam says, Mitzvah Lahorgoy Besayif, and you should do it Befahesya, that you should teach everyone lessons, that they shouldn't be a Moisel, they shouldn't be a Min, and they shouldn't be a Mumer. Oh, as this Mamisha Mitzvah Lahorgoy Beyadayim. Oh. However, if you look at the Rambam says a different reason why you kill him. The Rambam Shita is the reason why you kill them is number one, they're machti klal Yisrael. And number two, they're mitzar klal Yisrael. It's to protect klal Yisrael from people who are causing Yidden to go off the derech, the minim, and from people who are moisim, who are being mitzar klal Yisrael, and it was a tremendous sar. As therefore in Gvisra Ifanim, you're allowed to kill them. Now, we don't want everyone to take out their guns and shot shooting Moisrim. There's Chot Sifim in Shulchan Aruch, when you're allowed to kill, when you're not allowed to kill. To learn the halacha as well before you go ahead and kill someone. But my Muzkil. Oh, Abavina Shvi. The Rambam is Meduyik, that's the reason, as I say, the Rambam holds it's even be Yadayim. Not a heter al sreidif. As a male, you could do it be a dayim too. If I care, you want to try to teach people that they shouldn't be them, as you go ahead and you do it be a dayim to teach them. As that's one nakuda. Another nakuda in the Rif. The Rif has a girsa in the Gemara. The Rif is Geiris Apikorsim. And the Rambam in Ritzeach, Perak Dalet, Halacha Yud, Tor and Simin Kufnun Ches, and Yeridea, they're all Geiris like the Rif, that the Geiris Apikorsim. So over here it comes out that this din that you're allowed to be married him is even by an Apikorsis. The Shail is, what kind of an Apikorsis are we talking about? As the Rambam learns, it's the Apikorsim that a Koifer Betoira Benevoa. The Ran over here says a chiddush. The Ran says it's by Misha Mavaza Talmidei Chachamim or Chaveiro Bifnei Talmud Chacham. The Makor of the Ran is the Gemara in Chilik in Sanhedrin. That over there we find this similar list, Minim and Apikorsim, and over there is saying She'ein Lam Chilik Loilam Haba. And in that din of Ein Lam Chilik Loilam Haba, the Gemara is Apikorsim Kigoyim Man. And the Gemara says, Misha Mevaza Talmud Chacham. As the Ran held, it's the same word, Apikoris. It's just like over there, Apikoris is someone who's Mevaza Talmidei Chachamim. Also over here, an Apikoris is someone who's Mevaza Talmidei Chachamim. The Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam, grad in the Gemara in Sanhedrin also, one of the Pshatim in Apikoris, is Misha Koifer B'Toyra B'Nevuah. Aba Klapi Misha Ein Leichelik Loilam Haba, the Rambam holds it's also by someone who's a Mevazah Talmidei Chachamim. But over here, in this Apikoiris, the Rambam learns that it's only someone who's Koifer B'Toyra U'B'Nevuah. Why is the Rambam Chalik? Near in Advarim, it's Tali on the time, Me'adavar. Over there, Zain Leichelik Loilam Haba, as it says in the Torah, Dvarash and Boza, somebody who's Mevazet Torah, and Tamil Chom is Kilo Mevazet Torah, he chorus, he's Ein Leichelik Loilam Haba. But to be matter to kill him, as the Rambam Lashitasai, the Rambam learns that who we matter to kill? We matter people that are Choyti Umachtim, they cause Yidden not to be Shemet Torah Mitzvahs. As who causes Yidden not to be Shemet Torah Mitzvahs? Elu, those people that are Koifer B'Torah, Torah is not given from Hashem, the Koifer in the Nevi'im, B'Divrei HaNevi'im. Yeah. As they're the Choytim U'machtim, they come, they talk to Klal Yisrael that you should be Koifer B'Torah and you should Chas V'Chalila or Nevi'im. As they're the Choytim U'machtim, as they're the ones that you have to kill. Masha'en Kain, a Mavazah Talmud Chacham, he's not Kilu causing him to go off the derech, not be shame by Torah and mitzvahs. Yeah. Then the Rambam held, there's no heter to kill him. Yeah. It's also the Rambam, when he says, Apikoiris has a din of a goy, klapidinim, in the klapigvisa dinim in the Torah, the Rambam also says, it means that Apikoiris of a koiser, not a mavazah tamidei chachamim. As the Rambam holds, even though the Gemara says Apikoiris is a mavazah tamidei chachamim, that's only in one place, kaviyein lechelik loilam haba. You can't bring from there to the other places in Shas. Every place you have to dan b'fnei atzmai what the tam is and see what kind of an apikoiris it is. Habla fideran comes out of gevaldig chiddush la'alocha that you might read in. You're able to kill a person who's a mavaze talmidei chacham. Kimuvan, even the fideran doesn't mean somebody who's a mavaze talmid chacham once in his life. It means somebody who's doing it a lot. The Rambam says over there by Ein Lechelik Loilam Haba means somebody who's Mevazah Talmidei Chachamim Tamid. Yeah. Before you go kill anyone who's Mevazah Talmidei Chachamim, the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam. That the Heter Laharig is only by an Apikoiris who's Koifer B'Taira U'B'Nevi'im. The Ran is not Muva L'Halacha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.